With Tom Leffer, Leffer Commodities, and Tom, it's about time for the monthly crop reports from USDA, but this time around, I'm hearing we may get some revised numbers from 2011. What reports are we actually looking at tomorrow, and what do you expect to be some of the key numbers to look for in the morning?
Well, we do have a lot of reports. These are the usual reports we see in January, but they're always important. This year could be as important as any. The first thing you're going to be seeing is the final production numbers on corn and soybean. The average trade estimate's looking for the corn production to be lowered by about 45 million bushels, but they're looking for an increase of about 2 million bushels in the soybeans. Now, this also will affect supply and demand numbers. The trade's mostly looking for corn to see a 99 million bushel decrease, but the soybeans see an increase of 3 million, but we're also looking for a small decrease in wheat of 36 million bushels. Now, on top of that, we're going to see the quarterly stock numbers coming out. That is where the grain stocks are as of December 1. We are looking for corn to drop on an average of 666 million bushels from where they were a year ago this time. Soybeans increased by 46 million, and the wheat to be down about 238 million from where they were a year ago. Now, we also get the first numbers from the USDA tomorrow morning on the winter wheat acreage. Total winter wheat is expected to be 286,000 acres more than a year ago. The big increase in hard red winter by 958,000, but a big decrease in soft red winter back in the eastern corn belt by 787,000 acres. Now, the other thing that's going to be important is we're going to be looking also at the grain numbers from the world. The world ending stocks expected to be down 3.67 million metric tons on corn, down a million metric tons on soybeans, down 630,000 metric tons on the wheat. And we're also going to be looking to see what happens with all the other countries in the southern hemisphere and around the world, because those world numbers are going to be very important tomorrow morning, Ed.